Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your dear host, Cody Brown, and I am bringing to you personal development part two. So let's go ahead and talk. I want to hit some pointers. I honestly didn't go back and review Let's Talk Personal Development, but just recalling and reflecting about personal development itself. For those of you that are just now tuning in to the Cody Brown Show, I truly believe that it is a whole component to every key to being a successful entrepreneur, is that managing self, obtaining self, and developing self ongoing is very vital and essential. So what I want to tap into regarding to Let's Talk Personal Development, and that is accepting who you are. Pay attention to what people are trying to make you believe, and understand your transition, as well as understanding that fear is good. And I will really tap into fear is good, because I know some of you are probably like, what do you mean fear is good? Isn't that a warning sign? Isn't that danger? Well, we'll get back to that. But let's get all the way back to accepting who you are. And that is something that can be a difficult task to do, because we can come into entrepreneurship knowing what it is we want to become, but we have not flourished in what it is that we already are. So it's easy to identify things that we don't like and we don't want to preserve about ourselves. And we focus more on the outcomes of what we want to accomplish within ourselves. This is not the system of entrepreneurship, your product and your service. I'm literally talking about you, a human being, you, your wholeness, yourself, your mental state, your wellness, and your physical being. I'm a guilty as association. I'm far from perfect. That's why I started the Cody Brown Show, because I truly believe that no one should be left behind for those who have an idea, a dream, a vision, because there's someone out there who can't even create an idea, right? And they need coaching and pertaining. They can work all the maps, but they lack of creating, right? You can put the map in front of them and they can master it. So what I want to do is, as I transition and go through my journey as an entrepreneur, you know, I am just basically saying that good errors are good. You know, we're not going to call them bad errors, you know, because I'm constantly, as I, you know, do research, everyone's saying it's okay to do bad. And I choose to say good errors. They're good errors. You're going to learn from them, or you're going to constantly repeat them. And I myself, as an entrepreneur, I have repeated many obstacles over and over again, to the point where I have just come into acceptance, into acknowledgement that either it's beneficial or it's something that needs to be either modified or just simply removed, right? So, accepting who you are. How do you accept who you are, right? How could you reflect being a business owner or being the face of a brand, right? Or a service, or just a product, right? A brand. A brand is a product. How do you know who you are? Because if you don't know who you are, not only can you be easily manipulated, right? You can be persuaded out of reading the fine lines when it comes to business contracts and opportunities, Because you have to understand, if you have a good product or service or even idea that you're pitching, there are a lot of people who have head over heart. Heart is not over the matter of the mind. It's totally opposite. And, you know, if it's something that's willing to generate income, it best believe by any means, if a group or a person or organization or is aware that they can not snatch and take, but basically you're gifting something because you're not aware of who you are. And that's why it goes back to the beginning of, and I'm talking to the aspiring entrepreneurs and, hey, establishing entrepreneurs, you know, again, guilty as association, even though we can be established and have been running a business for 5 years, does not mean it's successful. It just means that it has been active. It has been alive, right? But it doesn't mean, oh, I am going to sleep and I have money being deposited freely. No, that's not what it means. So for those of you who are aspiring entrepreneurs, don't feel intimidated, because all entrepreneurs can still be active. It does not mean that they have the lucrative disposable income to match the success of being active for 5 years. Okay. So going back to the beginning, because you aspiring entrepreneurs, if you're now just tuning in to the Cody Brown Show, I want you to claim your entrepreneurship today. Okay. It's very important to know your core values, right? And once you understand your core values, you'll be able to transition and understand your mission. And so as you create ideas and services and products, right, those services and products or ideas will merge into what it is that you believe, right? You can prevent headache. You can prevent chaos. You can create your own culture, your own system, right? And this is where it comes in the part where they say, I'm enjoying my passion. There is no friction. There is no crossing of interference, because the confidence and the implementation of preparing, right? The core foundation of everything, starting with self. Now, if I'm moving too fast, you're more than welcome to email thecodybrownshow@gmail.com, or you can simply just comment down below, provide your testimony of where you are, or provide your current experience, especially if you're an aspiring entrepreneur. You don't have to be an open book and give your idea, but what you can do is give your testimony on what is pulling you to not give up on your idea, and you're ready to make that action and move forward, right? So accepting to you, who you are, and I'm not really going to preach too much about that area. It's pretty self-explanatory. It's whether if you want to get it together. Hey, again, I'm guilty of association. There's a lot of gray areas within myself as an entrepreneur that I am aware of, right? But I'm in my own lane. I'm in my own system, my own culture. And I have accepted gray areas as well as I've accepted myself as a whole, right? But to be able to have longevity, right? Health and wellness is very, very important, you know? And so that's an area where I am. It's not a challenge, but it's definitely something that has been a transition for me. And it's actually a good transition in of accepting, right? So moving forward, next bullet point is pay attention to what people try to make you believe. And the most easiest way that I can put it pertaining to, for those of you who are not religious, just keep an open mind. You know, this is not a biased community. Hopefully I can give another example, but the most layman term that I can provide in pertaining to pay attention what people try to make you believe, and that is they have this saying of following the herd of the sheeps, or don't follow the Joneses, keeping up with the Joneses and all those things. What goes more kind of that, but I'm not talking about materialistic things. Let's put it this way. Let's say you're a red dot and there are a total of 10 dots and you are the red dot. And so the other 9 dots are black. All of the 9 black dots, right? They're comfortable. They all are replicas. There's no difference. And you are the red dot. You are bold, right? For those who are not familiar with red, right, and don't really understand primary colors, they would think that it is a red flag. It is a red zone. It is a hazardness. But actually, in the production world, red is good. But it's a safety mark, okay? But to be bold and different, all these other 9 dots are going to be, they're not going to say they're intimidated. They're not going to say they're misplaced. And you know what? The best way that I can look out of it is these 9 black dots, right? Instead of trying to make the red dot believe that they have no value, no meaning, no existence because of the difference, they would rather gratify and celebrate those who are far away. An example would be like a celebrity. It's easy to gratify something that's so far away and invest into it and memorize and mirror it, right? Wanting to become that instead of wanting to become something that's so genuine and valuable as well, but so close and near, but it feels so intimidating because now you're facing face value, right? You're making those 9 dots see their own insecurities and their own fears. And so if I make you believe that you hold no value, you hold no integrity, your vision, your dreams, you know what, just bury it somewhere. So how deep and how strong that those words that were just stated is like, wow. So it's why it's important to know who you are and so that you can be able to master the illusion of these 9 dots, right? These are people, okay? And then it goes into competitors. And the way that I can look at it, the best layman term that I can give you is when you're looking at competitors, is find the targeted area that you're against. So one of them is you're against being devalued. So what you want to do is practice your vision, your product or your service on how you can provide the best value as possible, right? That gives you your own motivation and your focus. You know, it minimizes the distractions and as well as it shuts up the competitor, those 9 dots. Right? It makes them go to the vulnerable because you no longer are attracting vulnerability. And that's, again, it's important to know your core values. And I'm not trying to pound this. It's just, it took me years to even accept a value. Okay? It's like, if I was to pitch an idea, looking back on my past journey, it was like every opportunity that presented itself, I didn't know that if you make yourself look vulnerable, that is literally someone who's established and does have disposable income and they're willing to invest in your idea. That is a red flag. That literally, I don't want to deal with it. Okay. That's very low vibrational. And you want to come into the game like you know what you're doing. And that's eliminate game. You want to create a system and you want to say you know what you're doing and you're ready to collaborate with other systems. Okay. And that is called unification. Moving forward. So transitioning, okay, we're on the third bullet point here, transition. And it's kind of, I'm just going to go ahead and merge in the fear, that fear is good, and the transition together, because I'm going to start shortening up these, the let's talk. I'm not going to go the full 30. So, pertaining to fear, a reason why I say fear is good, you be able to identify when fear, when it's fear is not compatible with harm. Fear is, I'm not talking about the fear and pertain to manipulation and domestic violence. No, I am talking about the fear of the unknown, of stepping out and investing in yourself, in yourself. How do you lose from the knowledge that you possess, right? And to share. What I am sharing, even though there's some things that are common and we've all heard it before, but the way that I deliver, it may not resonate with the next person or the other group. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how many motivational speakers there are. There is room for everyone, right? So fear is good. And to eliminate that fear is once you start practicing of really stepping out. And one of the first things that you'll know that you're stepping out is when you really live your full potential and go beyond it, because it's infinite, right? Your potential is infinite. There is no price on it. There is no level. It just keeps going. You know, we constantly learn. Even we have to adapt. We can't just be comfortable. And it's easy to be comfortable. I mean, if you, as an aspiring entrepreneur, for those of you, if this is the first step for you transitioning and you go get your EIN, you create some business cards, you decide what structure of business that you're trying to do. Starting off, if you know, you don't have a budget, what you want to do, I'm going to encourage you to keep your 9-to-5, right? And to it, to that income meets to the point where you can independently be an entrepreneur. But for the most part, just those steps alone is overcoming fear, okay? Not just the idea of, okay, I need to do this. Oh, I'm going to do that. If you really pay attention, that's fear. You're procrastinating. Fear is procrastination. There's different levels of fear, this illusion of fear. So, enjoy your transitions. And, you know, especially I tell you this, when it's dealing with the core, your core values, and you identifying the root of your mission as an entrepreneur, some transitions are a little challenging. And if you are ready to overcome those challenges, I encourage you to find you a counselor, okay, that is very lucrative, because that's investing in yourself, okay? I invest in a journal. If you feel that you're not ready to speak with the counselor, if you don't want to invest in a journal, use your cellular device. If you don't have a cellular device, if you have a recording device, record yourself, record your days, timestamp them if that's your choice, but it's really good to timestamp. But let's talk. And I believed I reflected, and I would like to hear your feedback. Go ahead and comment down below. Send a message. There's this link on the side, as well as you can email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. If you are looking for sponsorship, email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com in the subject line, in all caps, type sponsorship. If you are looking to sponsor the Cody Brown Show in the subject line, just in all full caps, it is going to be, did I say sponsorship? I did. And though it's the opposite, if you are looking to sponsor the Cody Brown Show, you're going to type sponsor. Yes. And then if you're looking for the Cody Brown Show to sponsor you, then it's sponsorship. Oh, goodness gracious. Well, moving forward, I am sending love, kindness, peace, joy, determination, perseverance, right? And definitely confirmation. It's only up for you to accept it. And do not forget, please don't forget, that love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you.